This is the 7:30 edition of the latest from Starcom Network News. In the headlines, the CEO of the Grantley Adams Airport addresses car park upgrade concerns, stressing operations to resume this month. Airport taxi operators upset over snatchers stealing their business. Barbados boosts cruise sector with the historic arrival of a luxury superyacht to the island. And political protests in Jamaica disrupt the smooth start of some schools. Good morning. I'm Carol Toppin. Details to the news just ahead. The Grantley Adams International Airport has addressed public concern regarding their car park system upgrade. The car park was made free for several weeks as the equipment was temporarily down. Chief Executive Officer at the airport, Hadley Bourne, explained that while the initial plan was to have the upgrade system or upgraded system operational by the end of 2024, the timeline was adjusted to ensure thorough staff training. He said the upgraded system is now set to resume operations later this month.
We know there have been some questions and concerns about the car park upgrade. The initial plan was to have the system fully operational by the end of 2024. We decided to make a small adjustment to our timeline to allow for more in-depth staff training. We assure you that there have been no issues with the new equipment, and the adjustment to the operation start date was to account for the human element. It is critical for us to ensure that everything runs smoothly for our users. Our priority is to provide a seamless and comfortable experience when using the car park. So we took the time to get that right. The great news is that we'll be resuming regular operations later this month.
CEO of the Grantley Adams International Airport, Hadley Bourne. Authorized taxi operators at the Grantley Adams Airport are raising concerns, stressing that they're losing significant income to snatchers. Speaking on VOB's Brass Tax program, a taxi operator said the situation has worsened due to the temporary free parking at the airport. He added that a lack of enforcement has allowed private cars and unauthorized taxi vehicles to operate freely, further reducing income for legitimate taxi operators.
The snatchers getting majority of the work because the way how the snatchers can operate at the airport, it is easy for them to come and get work. The private parking at the airport now is free for the time being. So anybody can come in the car park and park at the airport. So the snatchers capitalizing on that. So what they do, they park as close as possible to the arrival exit. Walk when the people backing up, long lines waiting on the dispatcher to give them a ticket to send them off. They're walking up to the line. They feel free to do anything as they like at the airport. Take out jobs from the line. Walk them to the vehicle that is very close and carry along the people. All of this happening as we get less and less work. All kind of people come in and can't get work from the private cars that mark fee, and taxi vehicles. We want the airport management to get on this. Get these snatchers, get some sort of security fee with this.
An airport taxi operator speaking on VOB's Brass Tax program. Meantime, president of the Barbados Transport Co-op Society Limited, Anthony Harewood, is speaking out against the growing issue of unauthorized snatchers at the airport. Mr. Harewood told Starcom Network News that authorized taxi drivers are required to follow a rotary system, patiently waiting their turn to serve passengers. However, he stated that snatchers are able to circumvent the process, taking jobs as they please. He's urging airport authorities to take swift action on the matter.
The right taxis have to go and wait their turn. We work a rotary system. There are a number of different organizations at the airport that are franchisees at the airport. And we work a rotary system. Whenever a snatcher turn up, there's nobody or there's no turn he has to wait. He just goes into the crowd, looks for a job and go with it. So he's always the first one when he goes there. I mean, some of the guys, yeah, try to stop them, try to get into the area. He's still in the crowd waiting, looking, lurking. The thing to do is to get them off the airport. And these guys are bold, very bold. Sometimes, yeah, the police is there, would keep them at bay, but the police can't be there all the time either.
President of the Barbados Transport Co-op Society Limited, Anthony Harewood. Barbados continues to make strides in strengthening its reputation as a premier destination in the cruise sector with the arrival of another luxury superyacht to its shores. The Ritz-Carlton Ilma made its inaugural arrival at the Bridgetown port yesterday. Speaking during a ceremony and tour of the yacht, Permanent Secretary in the Ministry of Tourism and International Transport, Francine Blackman, said that it's a significant milestone for the country.
Over the years, the Ministry of Tourism and International Transport, in collaboration with the Barbados Port Inc. and the Barbados Marketing Inc., has worked continuously to diversify and enhance the island's cruise tourism. Today's arrival of the Ritz-Carlton Ilma marks a significant milestone as part of these efforts. The Ritz-Carlton brand is globally recognized as a leader in luxury hospitality and service excellence. So to have the Ilma called on the port of Bridgetown is indicative of the strides made in reinforcing Barbados' status as a premier destination.
She outlined the growth of the cruise industry, emphasizing that luxury tourism will remain a critical area of focus as the country continues to expand its offerings.
During the period of January to November 2024, we saw a 23% increase in total cruise ship arrivals over the same period for the previous year. And this has been confirmed certainly by our Barbados Statistical Department. And they reported a total of 649,125 cruise arrivals for the period January to November 2024, over 526,114 cruise arrivals for the period same period in 2023. The luxury segment of the cruise industry will certainly continue to be a critical target audience of our overall tourism marketing strategy.
Permanent Secretary in the Ministry of Tourism and International Transport, Francine Blackman. Three newly appointed judges have voiced their commitment to help reduce a backlog of cases within the judicial system. The female judges were sworn in during a ceremony at State House yesterday. Justice Carlita Babb Schaefer and Justice Wanda Blair received permanent appointments, while Director of Public Prosecutions, Justice Donna Babb Agard, will serve as a temporary judge. Speaking to the media, Justice Babb Schaefer says she was thrilled to take on her new role.
I am excited. I'm very excited to have this opportunity to serve the government and people of Barbados in this capacity. I've never been more excited to get a job, and I've had many good jobs. Well, I hope to contribute to the solution, that is to make sure that there's no backlog on account of me. So I hope to contribute to efficiency in the judiciary to render justice where possible.
Meantime, Justice Blair and Justice Babb Agard also shared their excitement about the appointments.
I am very excited and thankful for the opportunity to be able to serve the people of Barbados. My entire career has been in the public service, and I'm looking forward to continue to serve it efficiently and to do my best to address the backlog and to contribute to the administration of justice in Barbados.
This has been an amazing journey for me, and I just want to take this opportunity to thank the Judicial Legal Services Commission for the opportunity to serve in the capacity of Judge of the High Court, and it is my intention to continue to put my best foot forward in the service of the government and the people of Barbados.
New judges, Carlita Babb Schaefer, Wanda Blair, and Donna Babb Agard. In Jamaica, a political protest in Exton, southeast St. Elizabeth yesterday morning disrupted the smooth start to the school term for some schools as scores of students were delayed due to traffic being diverted to longer alternative routes. Students at five schools were among those affected by the protests. From sometime after 4 a.m., the residents lit debris along sections of the junction to Southfield Main Road and the intersection of Brinkley and Exton. They reportedly threw stones at members of the Jamaica Fire Brigade when they arrived to extinguish the fires. The fires were eventually put out, and the police directed traffic around the roadblocks, which were unmanned. Radio Jamaica News was informed that the protest was staged by residents who are not in support of the People's National Party caretaker for St. Elizabeth Southeastern, Norman Scott. Recapping the headlines. Grantley Adams Airport CEO addresses car park upgrade concerns, stressing operations to resume this month. Airport taxi operators upset over snatchers stealing their business. Barbados boosts cruise sector with historic arrival of another luxury super yacht to the island. And the political protest in Jamaica disrupts the smooth start of some schools. And that was the 7:30 edition of the latest from Starcom Network News. Starcom Network, a member of the OCM Group. Don't miss the latest with Starcom Network News at your fingertips. Listen or catch up on starcomnetwork.net. WhatsApp, add me to 246-256-6397 to receive breaking news. Like and follow at Starcom Network News on Instagram and Facebook now. I'm Carol Taupin. Good morning.